started.
All right. Well, tonight I want to get into God's Word. And to start off, I'd like to talk about different lifestyles. I mean, we're moving right along in our world here with all kinds of new and I don't know if I'd call them exciting lifestyles, but different lifestyles that people are getting into. And I think about, you know, I look back at different fields of interest that really guide people's lifestyles, like music. You know, if people are into music, their life reflects that. If they're into country music, for instance, what do you think they wear? Boots and jeans and hats. Sure. You know, and if they're into rock or rap, maybe, you know, they color their hair purple. I don't know. But people have different lifestyles because of different influences. You know, movies, television shows, we see different characters, and many times people will grab on and to those characters and kind of make them their own, try to be like those different characters. You know, I was involved with athletics, and so that's definitely a lifestyle, a unique, unique lifestyle, but it's one that, you know, it has its own parameters and how you live and function. And of course, depending on what sport you're involved in. If it's a team sport versus individual type sports like golf or gymnastics and things like that. And of course, philosophy and religion really dictate different lifestyles that people will learn about, and then they, you know, follow those dictates of some great person, being Aristotle or Buddha or whoever. And so these lifestyles, there's so many of them. But tonight, I would like to propose to you a unique lifestyle that I bet you will be very interested to participate in. And I call it the Yay and Amen lifestyle. The Yay and Amen lifestyle. And let's go to God's Word, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And I'll share with you a little background and how we develop this Yay and Amen lifestyle. So 2 Corinthians chapter 1, let's start in verse 12. And I'm using the King James. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that is simplicity and godly sincerity, not with what?
Fleshly
wisdom, but by the grace of God. We have had our conversation in the world. Now, the word conversation in the King James, I think when we hear that word conversation, we're talking about talking one with another. But the word, the Greek word, really means a manner of living. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of your other translations have something similar to that. Or even lifestyle. I think lifestyle would be a very accurate translation, that we have our lifestyle in the world, see? But he's talking about the grace of God, right? And more abundantly to you word. For we write none other thing unto you than what you read or acknowledge. And I trust you shall acknowledge even to the end. As also you have acknowledged us in part, that we are your rejoicing, even as you also are ours in the day of our Lord Jesus. And in this confidence I was minded to come unto you before, that you might have a second benefit, and to pass by you into Macedonia. Paul's coming through Macedonia again, and to come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you to be brought on my way towards Judea. When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness? Or the things that I purpose, do I purpose according to the flesh? You know, when we talk about purpose, that's very important, isn't it? What is our purpose in life, and what is his purpose? And does he purpose according to the flesh? That with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay. Okay, so what's it talking about? Purposing through the flesh, is there a yea, yea, and a nay, nay? Obviously, he's talking about yes, yes, and no, no. And this is a wonderful figure of speech. And really, he's saying yes, yes, and no, no. And what this really means is that you say one thing one day, and the next day, you say the opposite. You'll say yes, yes, today, but tomorrow, you're going to say no, no, never said it, no, no way. You vacillate. You go back and forth. And so that's, no, that's the flesh way. But, setting in contrast, as God is true, our word towards you was not yea and nay. We didn't say yes one day and no the next. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was
yay.
It was yes. You know, the things of God are right on. They're yes. They're true. They're right. Now, verse 20, phenomenal verse. For all the promises of God. How many of the promises of God?
All
the promises of God in him are what? Yea, and in him?
Amen.
Unto the glory of God by us. The glory of God by us. This is the yea and amen lifestyle I'm talking about. That as born-again believers who identify with Christ in us, you know, the promises of God that are available to us are yea and amen. Now, what does amen mean? We use that, don't we, at the end of our prayers many times? And we're going to look at that word. We're going to look at both these words in a little more detail, but let's finish out this section here, verse 21. Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is who?
God.
Is God. He's the one. Who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest or the token of the Spirit in our hearts. That's the gift of Holy Spirit that we have. We have that in us, the gift of Holy Spirit. So, what is this yea and amen lifestyle? Let's take a look at that. Let's take a look amen. We're going to look at that. And the word amen is really a transliteration from the Hebrew and to the Greek, and it means so it is, so be it. It's quite a neat word that's moved through the Hebrew, through the Greek. They use the same word, and it means truly or certainly, or as I said before, so be it, so it is. And that's why we use that on our prayers. We pray to God, we ask God, we go to our Heavenly Father, and we have requests, and we say amen. Why would we say amen? Because we believe when we go to the Heavenly Father and go to him with his promises and ask him to do those promises for him, he's going to come to pass for us. It's yay all the time. And that's why we are confident. So be it, so it is. So let's look at Psalms. I'm just going to quote some of these verses for you. Psalms 41:13. There's many, many examples we could look at as far as the word amen. But 41:13 Psalms, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay. Again, saying it twice establishes it. Another wonderful figure of speech. Psalm 72:19, and blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Okay, that's it. That's the lifestyle. That's the truth of life today for us. That's our God. Pretty neat. Now, this word, amen, is also translated verily, verily. You'll see in the Bible where they'll say verily, and they'll say something. And there's a section in John where it's verily, verily. It's repeated twice. That is the exact same word as amen. Same word. But instead of using it at the end, they're starting off with it. So if they're starting off with so it is, so be it, and saying it again, they must have some confidence, right? Mm-hmm. But why not? Because God's not a man that he should lie. God is light, and in him is no darkness. So we can fully believe him. And what is unique in the book of John, this verily, verily is used 25 times. Wow. 25 times. I would challenge you to read those 25 times it's used and see why those 25 times it's used are important. Because when he says verily, verily, then there's something going to be said that's very important. It's a great figure of speech of emphasis. And 25, biblically, in numbers, is 5 times 5. And what's the significance of 5?
Grace.
Grace multiplied, or 5 times squared. So grace upon grace. Pretty neat, huh? So, let's take a look at amen in the church epistles here, okay? So go to Romans 11. Romans 11, and we'll look at a couple examples here in the church epistles. Verse 33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him that it should be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever.
Amen.
Amen. So it is, so be it, so be it, so it is. That just confirms. What a wonderful usage of words and emphasis there with the word amen. I like Ephesians 3:20 and 21. This Ephesians 3:20 is one of my favorite verses. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the working that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end.
Amen.
Amen. That's it. So be it. So it is. Pretty interesting. Well, let's look at the word yea or yes, okay? Yes, it is interesting to note there are 4 different Greek words that are translated into the English word yes. Okay, and obviously they're all positive in a sense, but this particular one that we're looking at is the Greek word that's spelled N-A-I. I don't know how you'd pronounce it, Naya. But what it literally means is yes, indeed, for certainty. It has a connotation of certainty. It's not just yes and maybe, no, it's certainty. Yes, indeed, for certainty. Let's look at James 5:12. James 5:12. Wonderful verse here. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest you fall into condemnation. If you're going to say yes and that's it, then say it. If it's not there, then say your no and that's it too. So we want to have our yays and amens, right, where we're certain of it, that we trust the Word of God that God has given us. And because we trust it, then our attitude, our presence with God is this lifestyle of yay and amen. Yes, God, I believe your word. Your promises are all true. They all can work for me. You've made them available for me. So I agree with the word. Yes, so it is, so be it. Amen. That's kind of a neat lifestyle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the yay and amen. So, you know, in conclusion here, this crazy world of ours got all kinds of lifestyles, right? But why not, as born-again Christians, live this yay and amen lifestyle? It's the one that really works with our Heavenly Father. It's the one that is really a glory to God as we live it, okay?
Amen.
All right. Amen. Okay, that's it. Yay and amen.